93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle. A Whitney Global Media Station.
Friends, don't let friends have needless deforming radical surgery when there is better cancer treatment options available. Many examples, cancers of the breast, lung, pancreas, kidney, liver, prostate, bladder, and more. And friends, don't let friends get months and years of useless chemo for metastatic cancer when better options are available. I'm Dr. Gil Lederman, first in America with non-invasive, invisible beams of radiosurgery treatment for newer recurrent cancers, most anywhere in the body. High success rates where we attack the cancer. Most experienced in the Western Hemisphere. For primary or metastatic cancers, small or large, call Dr. Lederman. 212 Choices. Radiosurgery New York, 1384 Broadway at 38th. For more information, call 212 Choices. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman. 212 Choices for innovative cancer treatment. Thousands treated over decades. Dr. Lederman, 212 Choices.
Spahr and Bernstein has a track record of fighting for high money awards for serious injuries. Hi, I'm Brad Bernstein. For over 60 years, my team of highly qualified and successful personal injury lawyers has fought relentlessly for justice for our injured clients. And by justice, I mean huge money awards. That's over $200 million since 1958, and just recently, $4 million for a pedestrian struck by a bus, $3.3 million for a woman injured in a car accident, $2 million for a medical malpractice claim, $1.5 million for a worker in a construction accident, and $1.2 million for a man who fell off a ladder. Call the legal team at Spahr and Bernstein, 1-800-859-0800. That's 1-800-859-0800. Let the Spahr and Bernstein legal team help you get the compensation you deserve. Act now. Call for a free consultation, 1-800-859-0800. That's 1-800-859-0800. Prior successful results do not guarantee a similar outcome in the future.
Is your insurance coverage adequate? What if you suffer an accident, serious illness, or long hospital stay? I am Marcia Campbell of Combined Insurance, and I want to set you up with affordable supplemental coverage. If the unexpected strikes, you can have cash when you need it most. Call me, Marcia Campbell, at Combined Insurance, 347-664-0986. Regular medical insurance pays direct to your medical provider, but with supplemental Combined Insurance, benefits are paid directly to you to use at your discretion to cover things like rent or utility bills while you're out of work. Let Combined Insurance give you an extra layer of protection and peace of mind. Call me, Marcia Campbell, 347-664-0986. That's 347-664-0986.
New York's Caribbean Voice, 93.5, WVIP.
And this is the original chronic.
Yo, this is Mr. Vegas.
Who is the signal I represent, you see?
Joe, you know it's Chris Martin.
You know I'm the Oogla I represent, you know?
Hi, this is Marcy Griffiths.
This is Max Supreme.
This is Mikey Spice.
Listen, Ascensia.
I sing a melody representing
blessed love and honor. This is Janine.
Yo, this is Bunchy Garland, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
We're grooving on radio. The Rasslem, keep it locked. IKEA said that.
Accepting our award for to be part of our Broadway cast includes dinner every evening at any five-star Manhattan restaurant.
Thank you, but no thank you. When I'm in New York, I only eat at the door.
Have you ever eaten at any five-star Manhattan restaurant?
Huh? Five-star or 5 trillion star. Me humble me am at the door.
The door.
The door.
The door. The door. Elegance. Fine dining. Our professional staff is here to serve you.
And most importantly, great Jamaican foods. For elegant dining and authentic Jamaican foods.
Lord, my picnic gone all the way to Missouri. I mean, I don't know how him I will eat at the time because him loving banana chips, him loving bun and cheese, and I don't know which part of the world I'm going to find them the same thing there.
Lord, Syria, what you talk about? This send the boy got the corner shop and make him harder what he want.
What you want talk about corner shop? You know, see the boy there all the way in middle America back of God back. You think we there, Jamaica?
No, darling. Get with the times, man. Modern technology we are talking about. The corner shop online. KingstonCornershop.com.
Voila.
Kingston Corner with a K, shop.com. And in just harder the same thing them, and them ship it right to destination. So you can get up a man in time and make him little plantain porridge. For lunch, he can eat some bully beef with little honey and cut up in there. And then for dinner, he can boil the greased Jamaican cock soup.
So him really want me swarm so much.
So say it with me and set your heart at ease. KingstonCornershop.com.
Stay tuned for Groovin' Radio with Ross Klemm on 93.5 WVIP.
We're back for the final 25 minutes of Groovin' Radio.
Come get your Sunday morning breakfast now.
And we're going down to Linstead Market. Get with Muncie Alexander, our very special
bananas,
guest.
Bananas.
Bread. Linstead Market, it's called.
Chocho. Aki. All the mangoes in the world you want. Yes. Carry me Aki, go Linstead Market, not a quarter what sell.
Yep.
Carry me mango, go Linstead Market, not a dollar what sell. Whoa. Not a bite, not a bite. What a Saturday night. Whoa, not a dime, not a dime. What a Saturday night. Everybody come feel up, not a quarter what sell. Everybody come feel up, not a dollar can sell. Not a dime, not a dime. What a Saturday night. Whoa, not a bite, not a bite. What a Saturday night.
The man was born Montgomery Bernard Alexander.
Bananas!
Known to the world as Monty Alexander.
Red fruit!
The legendary pianist from Jamaica. And as I welcome you back this Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen, for the final 25 minutes of Groovin' Radio's presentation with an icon. Yes, the legendary Monty Alexander. I welcome you back to the sounds of Linstead Market. And you know, Anthony Turner, I'm going to tell you this again. Oftentimes we talk about Miss Louise Bennett as a cultural hero. We talk about Robert Nesta Marley as a cultural hero. We're going to add Monty Alexander's name to that list. No one knew, and who would have thought, when you were growing up Monty Alexander, if any one of your friends would have said to you one of these days, you're going to be playing in the famous Lincoln Center in New York City, they would have told you, boy, go back up a Mountain View Avenue, yeah. You know, way I talk about. Monty, your music has touched the lives of millions of people around the world. This year you're celebrating your 75th Earth Strong. And we are starting an early celebration here on Groovin' Radio. Because we love you, Monty. And we're going to cherish your music forever. And we're not going to celebrate when Monty's not here. We want to celebrate with you while you're here with us. And still on top of your game. Anthony, I said, man, Wednesday night, you know. Decked out and dress out, you know.
Wow.
Couldn't talk to him, you know.
Wow.
Huh? Monty,
you ever heard that line in the movie where Clint Eastwood say, "You made my day."
Yeah,
wow. I'm sitting around hearing you guys reflect on some
great times
and adventures, because it's been a one heck of an adventure, brother. I've been moving along, man, and I tell people, you said this music thing kept me out of trouble, kept me out of jail, kept me out of bad luck, because the magnetism and the pull of this gift that came from the Creator is so wonderful. It's so blessed. It's so incredible that I got on that, I call it moonbeam to the stars. And I was able to hold on somewhat, you know, like you're on the subway train and going through the tracks and it get rough. You hold on to this what I'm called strap hanger. Well, I was hanging on to the strap. With love. And through all of that, I played my notes on the piano, and you don't even realize the time. It's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, and look at it, 75 years to run.
Wow.
And just a month still a one.
In 20
your program.
Yeah.
Your program has given me thought
to reflect on stuff that, and here's the, one of the problems with a thing like this. You tend to forget.
Mm-hmm.
Not really forget, but you tend to shove it into the backward part of your brain. Mm-hmm. So you're not remembering that, wait a minute, I made a recording of Gary Mayaki, go all in, Street Market. And then I made a recording of this or that. I played with Natalie Cole.
Mm-hmm.
I played for Frank Sinatra. That I played with Dizzy Gillespie. I played with Sonny Rollins. I played with Ernie Wranglin.
Mm.
I shared music with people. I received awards from my home country named Jamaica, this incredible island in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I received, what do you call it, Commander of Distinction,
yes, sir.
OD, in 2000. And in November, just gone,
mm-hmm.
University of the West Indies gave me this thing named Honorary Doctorate.
Yes, man.
So my, I am now Doctorate Monty Alexander.
Doctor Monty.
And, wow. I'm going to tell you the guys, mm-hmm. if you want a prescription filled out, call Dr. Alexander.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monty, yeah, go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, Monty, I mean, I'm talking about all of those great accolades that you receive. And one thing that we have to remind our listeners is that in 2011, there was a CD that you came out with called Harlem Kingston Express Live. And you were actually nominated for a Grammy Award mm-hmm. and 3 years later, a Soul Train Award. Talk to us about this, because I know every artist gets those accolades.
Well, a great honor, a great privilege, a joy. I was stunned that could happen. Because the thing about when you go back to your roots, there is a beautiful simplicity. There's nothing grand, you know, because we come from a mentality that is like, it's easy, man. It's a natural thing. You know, it's like you walk in the kitchen, you go sit down and eat your rice and peas. And you talk to your mother or whoever. It's just life. It's just life. And I brought the life to the music. And I always said to myself, you know, I can go far away. I can go foreign. You know what I'm saying, Jamaica? They don't say I'm gone to England or I'm gone to France. I'm just saying I'm gone to foreign,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to foreign, and I had indeed been around people so-called upscale this and upscale that. But the most wonderful place you can go
mm-hmm.
is to your yard, the back of your yard, where things are just home.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had that strong wish in my spirit, so that if I'm going to make music, one of the nicest music I can make is the music that reflects on home.
Yes.
And that includes what happened in Jamaica, where this newer music, that spirit that captured people all over the world. When you hear that one drop rhythm,
mm-hmm.
or you hear that dancehall rhythm, or you hear people expressing themselves in that real homegrown way,
mm-hmm.
that's home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I may have gone here and there and played music with all these incredible people, but the home vibe of Jamaica is so special.
Yes.
And has always, we call, generated a beautiful feeling for me. And I started to record. And when I came up with this idea of something called Harlem Kingston Express, as you can tell, Harlem is this great place in New York City that was a center place for the great thinkers of African-American culture. Duke Ellington, Langston Hughes,
mm-hmm.
all these people that came together. And that, to me, is the pinnacle of the best of American music. I mean, it came from New Orleans, which people like to say is the northernmost part of the Caribbean, really.
Mm-hmm.
So between that and the jazz that I heard from Louis Armstrong, from Charlie Parker and John Coltrane,
mm-hmm.
and I combine it when I make the music, because I'm both, like we said, some of us, we are Jamaicans, and I embrace that title.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's the spirit behind Harlem Kingston Expresso. And I play the music, I might go into a bebop jazz kind of song, but in the next breath, mm-hmm. I've gone right down Beeston Street.
Right.
My mind is right down there with Coxon.
Yeah.
In the bar, drinking a white rum. Or watching him drink the white rum.
You know, Monte, and talk about Coxon, and talk about Beeston Street, and talk about downtown. Anthony Turner, I'm going to jar. I'm just going to pull back some memories out of Monte Alexander. I'm going to go down to King Tubby's, and I'm going to go uptown and meet the Uptown Rockers. Monte Alexander, King Tubby's, meets the Uptown Rockers. Talent at its highest. Jamaican talent, that is, musically. The Commander of Distinction, Montgomery Bernard Alexander, Monty Alexander to the World, King Tubbies meets Rockers Uptown. I am honored that I ever got a chance to know a person and still know a person by the name of Monty Alexander. A person who no one would ever imagine. Huh? A self-taught musician. No one would ever imagine that a son of the Jamaican soil, yeah, would have made it in this jazz world. To the point where he is one of the very best jazz pianists ever sat behind those pianos. And Monty Alexander, it is an honor and a privilege to listen to your music and to still able to see you perform at this time in your life, sir. Love you, Monty.
Well, my brother, I want to tell you your words of upliftment and accommodation give me such inspiration, because you're coming sincere and I hear you talking and you're saying things that helps me to remind me where I came from, because you must never, ever, mm-hmm. none of us, ever, ever forget mm-hmm. where we come from. Mm-hmm. Keep your home in mind. Keep your mother, your father, or whatever was important to you in your youth, and keep that flame burning, because that's who we are. You know, I know a lot of people come to this country and they want to blend in. Like, I did a pretty good job blending in, you know. I even learned to talk like you. By the way, I must tell you a little joke. Because mm-hmm. when I came here, after a while, you're kind of tired of when people say, well, where are you from? Where are you from, young man? Where are you from? And, mm-hmm. you know, and they hear the little accent. I said, well, you know, I'm from Jamaica. And the guy said, what do you mean, Long Island? I said, I'm not from Long Island. I'm from the island down in the Caribbean. We speak English in a very beautiful way, funny way. Mm-hmm. And I would go home and say, my mother say, you know, Monty, if you want blending in America, you have to speak like proper. You have to speak mm-hmm. properly like the mm-hmm. like the American people. Mm-hmm. So then I remember when I used to go movie theater and I sit there fascinated, because the movies was important for me, because that's how I saw the world in the mm-hmm. movies. And I go there and I remember how the movie star them talk. I'm not talk like we are talking on the phone now.
And they talk like this. They had a way of they made their words come out like they're so well rounded that when they talk it's a rat. I'm bossy man that. And I would talk like this, and the people stop bothering me with the question. Yes, I learned to talk like that.
And the same way I play the notes on the piano. So no matter put the little style on the piano note that sound right. like one of the people over Yasso.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would play the notes on the piano, it come out Yankee style or British style or French style, because somehow that was a gift that I could imitate, emulate. And there's some musicians that I know that can do this thing where you call emulate and, you know, just be among them mm-hmm. and you can't tell that you're not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that I know some musicians. I have a friend of mine, this incredible, one of the greatest musicians ever in the history of the world. My friend, George Benson. When George picks up that guitar and he starts singing, he can go into a Nat King Cole, he can go into a Sarah Vaughan, he can imitate, emulate. And there are other people that do that. And he and I laugh about that, because it's the gift of embracing people that you love, that you admired.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to do that. And one thing, you know, people just said, people years ago, I said, hey, man, I never knew you were a Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
You fooled them. They mm-hmm. couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day now, I find myself getting on in the years. The best thing is to go back to the roots. So I made these recordings to enjoy my heritage
yeah.
and to enjoy being with you guys
yeah.
and being with you in spirit
yes.
and in mental outlook.
Definitely.
And, that's what the music represents. That's when Harlem Kingston got the Grammy nomination.
Mm-hmm.
I was so proud, because in my own little way, I'm saying home is the best place.
Definitely. Exodus, movements of Jah people. Auntie Alexander, our very special guest this morning. He will be celebrating his 75th birthday this year, June 6th. An early celebration kickoff for the legendary Monty Alexander. And to Mr. Senakwami, John Senakwami, as you shine the spotlight tomorrow, I am sure somewhere inside the White Plains Performing Arts Center, you will be reflecting on your musical era, Monty Alexander. Has his ways with his instruments and he makes them talk, Anthony Turner, huh?
Absolutely.
As we get set to wrap up with the Icon this Saturday morning, anything else for Monty, Anthony?
Yeah, man, well, it has always been a pleasure talking to you, Monty. You bring so much knowledge and inspiration, and it's great to kind of reflect back on some of the great things that you've accomplished. You are not just a great Jamaican musician, a great American. A lot of people, I know America has call this their own, but we still celebrate you as a man from Mountain View, you know.
Definitely. And you know, Anthony, I just got a message, and I got to share this with Monty. I just got a message from one Mr. Copeland Forbes, OD. Said he's sitting down in Jamaica listening to you, Monty Alexander. Said it's great hearing your voice this Saturday morning, and moreover, great hearing the music of Monty Alexander being presented in this fashion on a Caribbean platform. Thank you, Copeland. Thank you. Monty, any final thoughts?
Thank you, Copeland. Yeah, man.
Final.
It's just pure delight sharing this Saturday morning with you both. I'm only sorry I can't see your faces right now on radio. Radio, I don't know if you're on a blue shirt or a
pajama
or a flip flop. All I know, you guys didn't. I don't know, you may well have on your pajamas, you know. But radio is a powerful medium, and the words that you guys say are so powerful to make people have a better day. Mm-hmm. You know, upliftment. A lot of time you turn on radio or television and the news not so lovely as, you know, mm-hmm. everybody noticing what's wrong. Mm-hmm. I've heard a phrase that don't look at the hole, mm-hmm. look at the donut. Mm-hmm. In other words, when you get a donut, they have a hole in it. Mm-hmm. Don't eat the hole, eat the donut. If you guys are doing this.
You know, Monty, well, on, here's another message. It says that this interview deserves a gold award from Minister of Culture, Bobsy Grange. Monty, these are people in Jamaica listening to us in a Monty. And they said this interview deserves a gold award from the Minister of Culture, the Honorable Bobsy Grange. Think about that, Monty Alexander.
Mrs. Minister, I dearly appreciate these beautiful words, and yes, indeed, I will get the Wenyam Gold Award, right?
Mm-hmm. Reggae Gold, I just had it on Wednesday.
For me, talking to you really is a beautiful time to start this Saturday morning, and I feel blessed to have you men of such distinction talking the talk, you know?
Yeah.
Because I can talk, as we said, I could talk to Uno.
Yeah, I can talk to we.
I can talk to you guys with a sense of knowing. You know, it's not like guesswork, and I wonder if I have to explain it. I don't have to explain anything to you guys because you're on this side, but you're still homegrown people. You're keeping that message alive, what the best of Jamaica is. And I'm honored that you have me on your program this morning.
Yes, sir.
And thank you for reminded me of some of these wonderful times. Because the trouble, like I said, I tend to forget. You know, because you say, all right, next, where am I going? What time the plane leave tomorrow? And you forget yesterday or last week or 10 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. But I treasure this morning conversation with the two of you.
I wish you
a blessed day, and thank you for thinking of me in this capacity. And I'll keep doing.
Yes,
you keep doing.
Yes,
all right?
But bless
all right,
them. And Monty, just say a pleasant good morning to your lovely wife.
Yes, because
she actually made this happen again. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just put you on notice. Look out. Pretty soon, Monty will be at a venue very close to you. And when it happens,
if I can butt in.
Yes, sir.
I'll be up at Lincoln Center, in fact, in April.
Uh-huh.
Coming up. I can't remember for sure. April 16, 16, 17. At a place called Dizzy's. Named after Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely place for music and people to gather and have a taste and eat some kind of New Orleans food, and this is some of the finest young musicians coming up today, and even some of the more advanced ones, guys like me,
yes,
who've been around for a while, and bringing what I like to bring to the people. So, any of your listeners looking for a good thing to do, come on by.
Yes, man. And we will definitely get the information and promote it. And Westchester County, look out, Monty Alexander. Come in real soon. Monty, thank you,
Monty. All right, Monty.
Love you, Monty. Love you. One love.
Blessed day, guys.
Blessed.
Walk good, yeah?
Walk good. Good. All right. Walk good. Anthony Turner, the legendary Mr. Monty Alexander, huh?
Yeah, man, a great interview, and it's great to reflect sometimes. Sometimes we're so busy looking forward that we need to kind of reflect. And big up Copeland Forbes, your honor down there with a reggae goal.
Yes, definitely. Anthony Turner, thank you, as always, for your contribution. Until tomorrow evening, you have a blessed day, sir.
You take care, man.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at that moment where we will have to make room for the next presentation, which is going to be Wake Up Radio with Uncle Carl B. and Sister Deba. Quick reminder that Groovin' Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and the birthday boy, Christopher Roberts, celebrating a birthday today. Groovin' Radio was hosted by Ras Clem. Contributing to the presentation this Saturday morning, we go back to our community engagement segment, where we have to say thanks to Mr. Alan Beckford, the race director for Kingston City Run. The marathons are taking place in Jamaica on March 17th. The Jamaica Observer provided their weekly roundup of news this Saturday morning. The presenter was Mr. Paul Allen. Anthony Turner provided entertainment report. He is our writer. He provided the bio for our very special mic check guest this morning, the legendary Mr. Monty Alexander. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour is going to be the Wake Up Radio team with Uncle Carl B. Groovin' Radio will return tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Senequami having a spotlight celebration. That is Studio Senequami having a spotlight celebration tomorrow evening inside the White Plains Performing Arts Center. We're inviting the community to come out and check out some real talented young folks. My name is Ras Clem. Until tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., I leave you with Mango Walk from Monty Alexander. And I also say good morning to former Prime Minister PJ Patterson, who is in town. And thanks to each and every one who came out to the 22nd annual Legacy Gala at the Pier Hotel, presented by the University of the West Indies. Chairman of the board was in town. Of Robert Nesta Marley, one love. And in the words of Miss Louise Bennett Cloverly, walk good. Stay tuned for Wake Up Radio.